We step away now from our coverage of the presidential campaign to politics on a smaller stage, to Detroit, where Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's term as mayor is over.
I lied under oath in the case of Gary Brown and Harold Nelson versus the city of Detroit. I did so with an intent to mislead the court and the jury and to impede and obstruct the fair administration of justice.
In a dramatic court appearance today, Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to 2 felony counts and he'll have to serve 120 days in jail. The case began with a long-running scandal over Kilpatrick's attempts to cover up an extramarital affair. Joining me now is Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley, who's been covering the story. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The outcome in court today was part of a deal. Tell us what those details are.
There were 2 deals, one with the Wayne County prosecutor regarding perjury and obstruction of justice charges, and a separate deal with the state attorney general involving an assault on a police officer. And those things were all bundled so that the mayor could plead guilty in both cases and serve a concurrent sentence, 120 days in jail.
He could have been facing more jail time. So was that part of his bargain?
There were always discussions about jail time. The Wayne County prosecutor was adamant from the beginning that he would have to serve some jail time.
If this is a deal, Rochelle, what does he get?
He got to not spend as much as 8 to 15 years in prison. He got to pay back $1 million instead of the $8.4 million. That was what the settlement was for under the agreement that was not approved by the city council, or at least it was an agreement that the city council never saw that included this side deal about the text messages.
And so the text messages were what Christmas. He gets to see his family for Christmas. And those text messages were something that he was trying to keep hidden.
That's exactly right. This whole case was about him trying to hide several things. And one thing in particular was the affair with his chief of staff.
Now, let's talk a bit about this fine, $8 million, $1 million, $20,000 that he has to pay upon sentencing. How did the judge come up with a figure? Why is there such a large fine?
Well, we're just hearing this announcement along with the rest of the nation, so we have not had a chance to dissect that. But I know that at some point they wanted to make sure that his restitution, just like the time, fit the crime. When you're talking about an $8 million settlement, paying something that was as little as $50,000 or $100,000 apparently wasn't enough.
And it wouldn't have sent the proper message. The prosecutor, Kim Worthy, has been criticized in some quarters for being overzealous. What do you think her deal-making says about how she handled this case?
Well, again, I don't know what quarters those are because she's gotten huge support in Metro Detroit and across the state for stance on no corruption in this town and holding people accountable for what they do. I think there were some instances where people thought, particularly the mayor's people, thought that they really wanted this to end sooner, and he kept putting the ball in her court.
And quickly, tell us now what happens to the city leadership in Detroit.
Well, the mayor gets a couple of weeks to get his affairs in order and to do an orderly change of duties over to the Detroit City Council president, who will become the interim mayor.
And then he goes to jail.
And then he goes to jail.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rochelle Riley is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. She joined us by phone from her car on the way to the airport.